from KQED.
Researchers studying how climate change affects the Earth struggle with big gaps in the data. Gaps half the size of an ocean, in fact. Scientists have been seeding the Pacific with all kinds of sensors in recent years to help cover that gap. But this month, a team in Monterey launched what may be the most ingenious device yet. Thayer Walker reports for our ongoing series, Climate Watch.
The Pacific Ocean dominates the view from Jim Bellingham's office. He's chief technologist of the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. And when the surf gets big, spray hits his window. Bellingham thinks more people should be looking at the ocean every day.
It's trite, but it's true. The ocean covers most of the planet, 70% of the planet. If you want to understand climate, you have to understand the ocean.
There's just one problem with that.
Most of our planet, it turns out, is unobserved. So we don't know what's going on there.
Here's what we do know. The oceans have a huge impact on Earth's climate. Yet there are swaths of the Pacific the size of China where scientists have hardly taken any direct surface measurements at all. That may soon change, thanks to a new device called the Wave Glider.
We're going to go pretty close to the middle of the canyon, Monterey Canyon.
It's a sunny day, and Jim Chrisman, captain of the Shanna Ray, is motoring 7 miles into Monterey Bay to launch a wave glider called Red Flash. It looks like a surfboard, tricked out with an antenna, solar panels, and a cluster of sensors to gather vital ocean readings for scientists like Jim Bellingham.
The wave glider happens to spend its existence right at that place where the atmosphere and the ocean interact, right at that air-sea interface. And that turns out to be a key part of the climate that we don't understand very well.
The ocean has already absorbed roughly half the carbon dioxide we put into the atmosphere. Scientists want to know where this transfer happens, and if there are ways we can predict or even control the way it happens. That's why climate scientists are excited about this wave glider. If all goes well, it will spend the next several weeks traveling the West Coast from Mexico to Canada, and it will do it propelled entirely by wave energy. A company called Liquid Robotics developed the wave glider. Roger Hine is the inventor and CEO.
Its fuel is the movement of the ocean, what's rocking the boat right now.
Liquid Robotics thinks its glider should be able to stay at sea for at least a year between maintenance. But right now, the team just wants to get it safely into the water. They hoist it off the deck as the boat pitches back and forth, and then gingerly lower it into the bay.
Straight on down. Do
it. All right, lift is free.
Yes.
The glider pivots and heads out to sea. It's a two-part device. A 20-foot cable connects the top to the underwater wing that propels this device. It passively converts the vertical bobbing motion of the waves into horizontal thrust, pulling the surface float along. It moves in a shallow sawtooth motion and can travel into the wind and swell or remain stationary.
Okay, fixed heading 20, so it was on 200.
To test the rudder, Hine makes a call to an engineer back on shore, who taps new directions into a computer. As he does, the glider turns smartly and heads in the opposite direction. Hine beams.
Here we have an autonomous vehicle that doesn't run out of power. What can we do with that? It's pretty mind-bending, a lot.
To scientist Jim Bellingham, even more mind-bending is what we may learn from it.
This development of robotic systems is all about sort of making those observations possible in a way in which society can afford. In a very remote and very hostile place. And by the way, in a place which right now has almost no sensors at all. It's a key piece of, unraveling this whole climate puzzle.
Bellingham says it's a puzzle we have to solve soon. Right now, our ability to change the oceans far outstrips our ability to understand them. For the California Report, I'm Thayer Walker.
That piece was produced by Nathaniel Johnson. Right now, the glider is said to be just off of Newport, Oregon. You can see a photo and diagram of how it works on our website, californiareport.org/climatewatch.